Since the last American ground troops have left Iraq, we've been airing a number of conversations about the war and how it affected the people who served there. Today, we're going to revisit a story about how the war affected one American family. In 2006, a roadside bomb blew up beneath an Army Humvee and killed First Sergeant Charles King, just 1 month before he was scheduled to come home to his fiancée and their infant son, Jordan. Before he was killed, King had been keeping a journal, which he addressed to his son in case he didn't make it home. He didn't. And his fiancée, Dana Kennedy, a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter and a senior editor at the New York Times, turned it into a book called A Journal for Jordan, A Story of Love and Honor. When we spoke in 2009, I asked Dana Kennedy why she decided to write such a painful book.
Well, you know, the first months after Charles died, I wasn't thinking about a book or anything like that. I just was doing my best to get out of bed every day. Mm. And in time, though, I realized I had to do something with my grief. And when you're feeling so overwhelmed with emotions of fear and anger and pain, you can either do something negative or something positive. And I just felt like I wanted to do something positive with what I was feeling so that Jordan would know his father better, or at all, I should say. And so also I could maybe share a story that would humanize this war for so many people.
Tell us more about the journal itself. You actually gave the journal to Charles before he was deployed to Iraq. Why? What was your thinking there?
I was in a store actually shopping for a gift for a friend and saw it and thought, you know, he's going to a war and God forbid, but there is a chance that he might not come back. And maybe he'll jot down a few messages to our son, though Jordan was not yet born, in case Charles didn't come home. I bought it and gave it to him, and he became consumed with this thing. And he took it with him to Iraq, would go out on his missions, come back late in the night, and write, and he filled up over 200 pages.
Now, the pages of the journal that you bought, when it was empty, it had questions at the top. Mm-hmm. But Charles wrote his own questions, like, why did you decide to be a soldier? Or what was your most painful experience during Operation Desert Storm, in which he also served? Is there a particular journal entry you'd like to read?
Oh, yes. This is an entry from the journal that he wrote that he used to teach Jordan a life lesson about honor and character based on an experience during the war. And it says, "The 18th was a long, solemn night. We had a memorial for two soldiers from another company who were killed by an improvised explosive device. None of my soldiers went to the memorial. Their excuse was that they did not want to go because it was depressing. I told them it was selfish of them not to pay their respects to two men who were selfless in giving their lives for their country. Things may not always be easy or pleasant for you. That's life. But always pay your respect for the way people lived and what they stood for. It's the honorable thing to do."
Hmm. So why do you like that passage? Do you like it because it speaks directly to Jordan and offers that kind of advice?
Here is a man who was living with life and death every day, was actually on his way to memorialize two fallen soldiers, and took the time in the heat of the desert in Iraq under those conditions to write to his baby boy, to teach him a lesson about character. And I just think that it says so much about Charles's character. And Jordan will learn not only the message, I hope, that his father hoped him for him to receive from that entry, but just something about his father's fortitude. And I'm just very proud of Charles for writing the entire journal, but certainly passages like that.
Well, he wrote it, he addressed it to Jordan, of course, but I'm curious what you learned. This is also a story about your love affair with Charles. Mm-hmm. You obviously were very close to him. You mm-hmm. guys spent 6 years together. You had a child. You were going to be married. Did you discover things about Charles in that journal that surprised you that you didn't know about?
Yes, quite a bit, actually. One of the more telling things was that Charles was this very big, muscular, imposing military guy, but he was also very shy. And so he was a man of few words. And to get this journal packed with his emotions and his feelings and some humor just was unbelievable. He wrote about the beauty of rainstorms and rainbows. He told our son it's okay for boys to cry. He went in depth about why he loved me. It was just incredible. Mm. You know, he told him about the power of prayer. And so I actually fell in love with him all over again when I read this journal.
When did you actually get to read it?
I read it a few months before he died. He sent it to me initially unfinished because one of his young soldiers was killed in a tank and he had to recover the young man's body from the tank, and it shook him up and it got him thinking about his own mortality. And so he sent the journal to me. He called me and said, I'm going to send it to you incomplete, but I think there's enough in there that if something happens to me, Jordan will have it. And then he came home in the end of August of 2006, just 6 weeks before he died, to meet our son, and that's when he finished the journal.
Can you tell us how Charles died in Iraq?
Yes, he would have been home in a month, and he was in charge of quite a number of soldiers, many of them very young, many of them it was their first tour in combat. And so he would often accompany them on missions that were really low-level missions. And this particular mission was one to resupply a base. And they were bringing food and batteries and water and so forth. And this day, he allowed one of his young soldiers to stay behind, and he went in the Humvee instead in the middle of the convoy so that he could show his troops, I'm here with you. I'm not going to ask you to put yourself in harm's way if I don't do it. And an improvised explosive device was detonated under his Humvee.
Now, this theme that you just brought up about Charles recurs through the book. He's a very dedicated soldier, very dedicated to his men under his command. That wasn't always easy for you, was it?
It was not. I obviously respect and appreciate it greatly, and I'm proud of him for it, but at times it required tremendous sacrifice for our family. For example, he had promised me that he was going to take his leave and come home when Jordan was born, to be there for the birth, and I was arranging to be induced around that time to make that happen. And then a couple of weeks before, he called and said, Dana, I just can't come. He said, my troops are just getting settled here. They're scared, some of them, and I can't leave them. And so he sacrificed being at the birth of our son to stay there with his soldiers. And in a way, he was a father to them as well.
Mm. A moment ago, you described his death taking a risk that he didn't have to take. I mean, he had to take it out of a sense of duty, but he didn't actually have to take it in terms of military orders. And I'm wondering, is there a part of you that is mad at him still for taking these risks that ended up with his losing his life?
I actually did go through all the stages of grief that people talk about and that you read so much about. And the first was denial, and I really didn't believe it was true. And then there was a part of me that was incredibly angry with him. You know, here I was with a brand new baby, and he went out on this mission voluntarily and left us. And I know that that was just the grief, and I moved beyond that stage, and I have nothing but pride and love for him now, but I did, as part of my grieving for a time, spend it, you know, angry at him.
Today we're revisiting a conversation with Dana Kennedy, senior editor at the New York Times, about her book, A Journal for Jordan, a story of love and honor, now out in paperback. The book is based on a journal kept by her fiancé, Sergeant Charles King, who addressed it to their infant son before Sergeant King was killed by a roadside bomb in Iraq in 2006. Jordan, the son he left behind, is now 5 years old. When we spoke in 2009, Dana Kennedy said she wasn't completely satisfied with the Army's report on her fiancé's death, and she tried to find out more about what happened.
Because I'm a reporter, I was able to ask for the right documents, and I was able to interview his soldiers. And the official story is that he died immediately, and I'm not sure that that's true. I think that when possible, the military says that to sort of try to relieve your grief a bit. But I think Charles actually lived for 15 or 20 minutes bleeding internally before he died, and his soldiers described that to me, a number of them. And I had to sort of reorder in my head what happened to him, because I thought he had this death that was very swift, where he went basically from an earthly world to a heavenly world. And then I had to reorder what I thought. And I thought, wow, did he feel the pain? Did he maybe in his delirium wonder where I was? And so that hurt. That took a while for me to come to terms with.
Let me ask you about your son. Remind me, how old is Jordan now?
Jordan's 2.5 now.
And do you have any sense when you will show him the journal?
I actually have two decisions to make. The first is when to show him a journal for Jordan, the book that I wrote, which is literally written to him. Every chapter starts, "Dear Jordan." That's my first decision. And this book was meant for him as a young man. I say in the first chapter that you're only 10 months old now, but I'm writing this for the man you will be. But the journal itself, the document that his father wrote for him, is meant to guide him through life. That's why Charles wrote it. Part of it is written for a very young child, part for a teenager, and part for a man. And so I want Jordan to grow with that and feel like he's having a conversation with his father all along his life. And so I've read a couple of passages to him, but I think I'll start sharing more of it with him in the coming years, very soon, maybe 4 or 5 years old.
2.5 years old, it's still very, very young to sort of process the idea of a father at war and losing a father. What kind of conversation have you had so far with him?
This is the most painful part of this now for me. Jordan asks at least 2 or 3 times a week where his father is. Mm. And I think that started because he would hear kids in the playground saying, "Daddy," and he'd yell out, "Daddy." And I remember one time a little girl said, "That's not your daddy, that's my daddy." And in his preschool recently, they were talking about what they were thankful for Thanksgiving, and many of the kids said, "My mommy and my daddy." And so those kinds of situations prompt him, I believe, to ask. And I tell him that his dad lives with God now, but that he loves him and he always will love him. And Jordan said to me recently, "Mommy, I'm mad at Daddy." And I said, "Well, that's okay. You're allowed to be angry with him. But I think once you learn about him, you're really going to love him." And I said, but why are you mad?" And he said, "Because he's far, far away." And that's about the extent of it, but I think that the fact that he asks so often means that it's on his mind and he just doesn't have the language skills to ask more specific questions at this point.
In addition to the journal, Charles left behind some wonderful pictures. He liked to draw, and I'm thinking specifically of this great picture of an angel. And I'm wondering if I mean, I can imagine a two and a half year old looking at those pictures and getting something out of that.
The angel print actually hangs over his bed, but the story behind that is that Charles had attended the Chicago Art Institute for a time and specialized in pointillism, and so he created this with tiny dots of ink, and he has hundreds and hundreds of drawings that he made, but he very rarely drew pictures of himself, and he gave this to me right before he deployed while I was still pregnant, and I looked at it, and I said, "Charles, this is you." I said, "I don't want it. It really shook me up. This is a picture of you as an angel. I don't want this. You're coming home." And I shoved it in a closet and left it there until after he died. And now I have to tell you, I'm really relieved to have it.
Let me ask you to read one more passage from the book,
sure,
if I could. At the bottom of page 265, it's you writing to Jordan, and it includes another brief passage from Charles's journal to Jordan.
This is actually the last page of the book. There is an epilogue that follows, but it says, "I will never be the same person I was, but I will be whole again in time. What I pray for most is to be the kind of mother Charles deserved for his only son. My prayer for you, Jordan, is that you carry with you the knowledge that you will always have 2 parents guiding you through life. I will rely on a mother's intuition to show you the way, but that alone will not be enough to teach you to be a man. For that, I give you your father's journal and the wisdom it contains. I will do my best to be the best example of a strong black man physically, mentally, and spiritually," Charles wrote. Mission accomplished.
That's Dana Kennedy. We spoke to her in 2009 about her book, A Journal for Jordan, A Story of Love and Honor. It's now out in paperback.